Ravenclaws versus the definition of riddles, / the riddle collector. Written by Lullaby Nell. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Harry Potter. Rating, G. Category, Gen. Part 26 of As Green as a Fresh Pickled Toad series. Summary. Do you think that the Ravenclaws have taught the Eagle Door Knocker some new riddles over the years? I'm thinking either someone got really stuck on a riddle and threw a fit, then pasted on their most con man worthy grin and tried to bargain with the door. Like, how about I tell you a riddle, and if you can't get it, you let me in, eh? Do you think that the Ravenclaws have taught the Eagle Door Knocker some new riddles over the years? I'm thinking that either someone got really stuck on a riddle and threw a fit, then pasted on their most con man worthy grin and tried to bargain with the door. Like, how about I tell you a riddle, and if you can't get it, you let me in, eh? That's not how this works, Edwina. Go hop on a pot, Garrick. It's 4 in the fucking morning, and you can't solve it either. And much to the Ravenclaw's surprise, the door knocker agreed. I like to imagine bits and pieces of the school, like the Ravenclaw door, are magical AIs that have come into being over 1,000 years, even if they weren't really meant to start daydreaming or thinking for themselves. I mean, that door's got to judge the responses somehow. So it became a bit of a tradition to enter into a riddling contest with the door, if you wanted the challenge. Either that, or someone just got really damn sick of hearing the same 100 riddles time and time again. So they taught the door some new ones and quickly became the most hated person in Ravenclaw's history. That's okay, though. The smug jerk enjoyed it. Now, this riddling game is tricky, because the door is 1,000 years old, and it's gotten pretty darn smart. It's heard a lot of riddles in its day. I heard from Kate that it'll let you in just if you tell it one it hasn't heard before. Luckily, the door only has one guess, which evens things up a bit more. Imagine playing riddles in the dark with the door at 1 in the morning, desperately trying to come up with riddles it hasn't heard before a teacher comes down the hall and catches you out of bed. Like, on one hand, not being eaten if you lose a riddling contest is pretty nice. But on the other hand, is there a fate worse than McGonagall or Snape catching you out of bed with smeared lipstick and a neck covered in hickeys? No, there's not. If you try that children playing-esque, move the finish line stuff on the door, you know, that nuh-uh, you can't stab me because I'm totally wearing invisible, invincible armor stuff, there's like a 95% chance it will shut down on you. Because there's being a smartass, and then there's being a smartass. There's being genuinely clever, and being a little shit trying to cheat. Like how there's puns, and then there's getting punched in the face. The door will totally throw a temper tantrum on you and just pout. It will not let you in. You will never see your dorm again unless people take pity on you. Don't worry. The door will get over it eventually. When's eventually? Well, my grandfather once pissed it off in his 6th year, and when he came to visit for my birthday last month, it stuck its tongue out at him. So that's progress. Are you fucking with me? Hey, it's 1,000 years old. You tried to tell it a knock-knock joke, dude. And a shitty knock-knock joke at that. It's gonna hold a grudge. I can only assume that this progressed into trying to bargain with the door in other ways, including but not limited to recitation of epic poetry, Or Shakespearean theater from memory, doing your homework in front of the door and showing it the finished results. More impressive than it sounds, Ravenclaws are prob generally at once massive procrastinators and perfectionists. Performing complicated spells for the door, playing an instrument for the door. This is known as the Georgia Fiddler. Song and dance performances, improv group performances, gobstone games, rap battles against the door, muggle magician tricks, and more. In this AU verse, whether or not the door will accept your proposition is a coin's toss, it seems. It's not a coin toss. It's actually more to do with how well you can argue that whatever you do is just as worthy, if not more so, than answering a riddle. But shh, that's a secret. Pointing out to the determined Ravenclaw in question that whatever complex performance they're attempting is infinitely more complicated than just thinking for 10 minutes on some dumb riddle, well, it doesn't always work. Like, yeah, they could do that, but now their pride is on the line. Also, they have an essay they don't want to write, and doing this is preferable. Even if this is playing the entirety of The Devil Went Down to Georgia on a tuba. Never underestimate the sudden motivation to do things provided by having to do a thing you don't want to do. Anyway, the point of this whole ridiculous post is that if the Ravenclaws have taught the door new riddles over the years, can you imagine what would happen if you came back to your dorm after class with your wizard-born friend? Your wizard-born friend knocks on the door and gets the riddle, and the door knocker says, completely straight-faced, "Speak, friend, and enter." "Oh man, that sounds like a hard one," your wizard-born friend says.
I would laugh until I cried.
The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!